I was telling you, I was having a talk with the children. It's such a lovely group now. And I was recalling how one day an Indian Baba lover right here in the hall called me and said, I want to ask you something. In the meantime, her daughter was being so precocious and uncontrolled, and if she wanted to shout, she was shouting, if she wanted this, she was doing. And I wasn't very happy, wondering what was the matter. Didn't the mother care for the child enough to teach it self-discipline? So the mother says, you know, I want to ask your advice. I said, yes. He said, it's about my daughter. I said, yes. And she said, you know, I've named her Meher. I've given her Baba's name. So I don't scold her and I don't spank her. I said, what? Well, how can I spank her when her name is Meher? Wouldn't that be like spanking Baba? I said, certainly not. I said, you spank her when she deserves it and when you are not angry with her. But spank her for whatever it is so that she knows you care enough for her to know that she's not doing the wrong thing. And then I said more of those things. And she said, yeah. And 3 months later, a letter came from her, how much the child has improved. But another says, what can I do? When I'm scolding my child and telling it's the wrong thing, you won't get supper tonight, whatever it is, I'm wagging my finger at her and going at her, she looks up at me and interrupts me all the time. Jai Baba, Mummy. Mummy, Jai Baba. So of course I have to stop and reply, Jai Baba, Mazari. You mustn't do that, Zari, because I'm going to get very angry. Jai Baba, Zari. By that time, in 3 minutes, the boiling point comes down, 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 simmering and absolutely cool. And she says, I can't scold anymore. So, and then there's another child that says, if she's scolded, I'm going to tell Baba. And I'm going to tell Baba. And she goes right to Baba's picture and tells him what she's made of. Immediately, you know. Not sugar and spice and all, that's nice, definitely. But whatever she's made of. So these strange problems of Baba children. Here, Mary was telling a story and she was saying, Prem is stubborn. Prem, and Prem said, I'm not. Then she went on, she said, Prem is stubborn. And again, and I said, no, Prem isn't stubborn. You're not stubborn, no. You're strong-minded. Yes. strong-minded. Just change the shape of the word and he accepted it wholeheartedly. But you know, a number of times we have seen children who have come with their parents from the West, the ones I'm talking of right now is one from France and one from different countries, also from India, but away from the parents, when they're all saying Jai Baba or goodbye, one of them will run to Baba's room and just bow. So you suddenly open the door and you find the child is not even aware or here. Or even your little children, that's entirely their own thing with Baba. That particular relationship that brooks no entrance to anyone. This is so totally between the child and Baba that it's a joy to watch. I mean, you just stand, you're stopped automatically. And you don't want to move because you're just sharing somehow in the waves of what comes out. It's amazing. That to me, that's such a, as to the others, thing to look forward to. You all will see that. But we can even imagine it. This gathering force, this collective force of children who are born naturally to love Baba through their parents, through the blessings and the grace that their parents have received. You know, when I was growing, first we knew of a few and it's more and all around and the different. And as it's gathering and collective, collecting, it becomes such a huge force at one time when they will all be grown-ups, citizens, ready to give out to the world their treasure. Amazing. And it comes so, as children, it comes so naturally to them. I've known a child, I was talking to one of Shirin the other day, Dara's sister in London. She was very little, I think about trains, and two people came to visit in England, in London. Two people came to visit. And of course there are pictures of Baba everywhere. So they saw this picture, and somehow they were very much attracted to this picture of Baba. And the man said, who's that? And now they're wondering, because this is some years ago, this is quite a number of years ago, and at that time it wasn't easy, especially in England, to say something quite outright about Baba. So they're wondering how to couch it and what words to put it, to say it, but how to say it, before they could even think. Little Shirin says, oh, that's God. And you know, they accepted, there was no sneer or they didn't look any different than just it was natural. Oh, so that's God. And recently, Ken Lawton's granddaughter, who came out to live in the country. Now, Ken Lawton and his wife Alice, totally holy Babas. The family respect Baba, but they're not Baba lovers as we understand it. So this little granddaughter who just came to visit in the country, because they had also a house in the country, she was there and she saw a picture of Baba, and she said, and who's that? And Alice said, that's Meher Baba. Oh yes, he's God, isn't he? He's the one that keeps everyone in a straight line. 3 years old. 3 years old. How much does that track himself? There, somebody sent a cartoon, a Baba cartoon, a child's cartoon. Here's this child who's in bed, now ready to go to bed. The mama is there to tuck her up. And she said, what are you doing? Asking a child. Oh, she said, I've just said my prayers. Don't disturb me. I've just said my prayers. And now I'm telling a joke to Baba. The last thing is a joke to Baba. Well, wasn't there someone who said, I think that was read to Baba. Baba looked, who's that great man? I think Craig would know. Who said to God, he made a bargain with God. If you forgive all my many little jokes on you, I'll forgive you the one big joke you played on me. This whole joke of his. It's a better word than I've said, but this joke. I don't think God could take it if it wasn't a joke. And if we forget that it's a joke, we can't take it either.